up world?
What is upper?
I don't know. It's been a wild weekend.
It's been a wild weekend.
It's a really good sports weekend, though. But yeah.
Before we get into that, let's introduce ourselves.
Okay.
First of all, I am Sky from the Southwest Atlanta. It's kind of cold, so there's no beach cabana. However, because I'm in the Southern California beach fresh and I'm blessed, or it's better known as the Wild Wild West, I'm making it do what it do, and I'm with who?
What's up, world? That was very long. What's up, world? This is your girl, Sills, VA all day, two up, two down. Chilling here in the PNW, trying to fight through the fatigue. But yeah, here, ready to go. We'll be super happy when the league is back.
Okay, look here. Put some pep in your stuff. And who are we? We are Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two Black women's perspective on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
Lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things Black women.
Okay, so what are we doing this week? So, I guess this week, we're going to go to the SBFC library. But now we're going to have to make it a weekly occurrence where we have the SBFC reading circle. You know, when you come to the library and you read? Yeah. We're going to talk about the NWSL shenanigans of the week.
All right. And then we're going to get into SBFC soccer school, particularly around the Arsenal and Manchester City match today in the WSL.
And then we're going to give you our hits and riffs and rants and raves of the week with some special surprises. All right. So let's get to it.
Yeah, let's go.
It's the reading rainbow.
Sure. This league doesn't deserve reading rainbow.
Okay. It sure is the fuck don't, because it needs to read.
Yeah.
But let's go launch it off. Why are we gathered here today?
Well, the first big piece of news came yesterday from the NWSL's Board of Governors. So as we mentioned previously, both Steve Baldwin and Michelle Kang were asked to go before the NWSL Board of Governors, who is on there, I cannot tell you, to present essentially their cases for why each of them, in Baldwin's case, should remain owner and why Michelle Kang should become majority owner. And it had to do with the other owners turning over their debt and making it equity and giving her majority, yada, yada, yada. A lot of economic and legalese things that have been broken down much better by other people for us mere mortals to understand. But a decision was made, kind of, sort of, almost, we think, Saturday. And so I will read this statement. And it can be found on the official NWSL website. All right. The National Women's Soccer League announced today that its Board of Governors has unanimously approved important changes to the structure and makeup of the Washington Soccer Properties Ownership Group, the entity that manages the NWSL's Washington Spirit. To date, the ownership of the WSP has been held by three individuals, each of whom have held the entirety of WSP's equity positions and voting membership on the team's board of managers. Additionally, WSP has had a number of investors who have held non-equity and non-voting positions with the team. The NWSL Board of Governors has, subject to the satisfaction of routine legal conditions, approved the conversion of those investors who wish to convert to full equity shareholders and, as such, voting members of the WSP Board of Managers. Additionally, the NWSL Board of Governors has approved the transfer of certain equity stakes to Y. Michelle Kang, providing Kang with additional shares, though not a majority of controlling interest. WSP will now engage in the process to determine whether Kang will receive sufficient support of its voting members, as required by the WSP bylaws, to operate the Washington Spirit as its controlling owner. The NWSL Board of Governors released the following statement. Our collective focus is to create the best environment for the Washington Spirit players, fans, and team employees, and to operate the NWSL in a manner that supports excellence on the field of play and in the front offices of the league. Our priority is determining what is in the best interest of the NWSL, the Washington Spirit, its players, and the DC soccer community. We believe Y. Michelle is fully committed to elevating this club and delivering for its players and it's now a matter for the WSP stakeholders to determine who holds controlling interest. We are committed to allowing the required ownership process to be resolved in the appropriate, orderly manner. We will provide any additional updates once this process has taken place. Okay, so I read all that.
Mm-hmm.
Summarizing that means the NWSL has basically said, we are not, my name's Bennett, I'm not in it. So basically what they're saying is the process that was originally going to take place where the WSP gets to decide who can convert their equity and essentially sell it to Y. Michelle Kang, or K. Michelle, as we affectionately call her. That process was already in place, and the NWSL is basically saying our hands are off of it and that process can continue. So in other words, Steve Baldwin's argument that she should not be able to have that and that equity should not be able to be converted over in order to give her majority control, they got nothing to do with that, and they don't see any issue with the process.
Well,
and the irony being, the very people Steve Baldwin is now mad at about that equity are the people he bought in
mm-hmm.
to the investment group. And side note, apparently it came out today that an insider said, yeah, Steve Baldwin gave a presentation, but basically every point that he had was petty and it wasn't founded in anything factual.
Oh, so he was just white man tantruming?
Yes, very much so.
See?
So basically the process can go forward and we all assume that the votes that Michelle Kang already assumed she had, she'll have, and at some point she will become the majority owner.
Yep. Someday.
So someday soon. They probably need to figure it out before the season starts.
You need to figure that out ASAPtually.
Yes.
This is phenomenal. Amazing.
Great. It really is.
But all this foolery and all this nonsensical madness and this half-assed statement that is like saying, I'm Bennett. My name ain't in it. I don't know who.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be boo-boo the fool. Like, yeah, this is crazy. I wish they had balls and just did what they needed to do. But hey, thankfully they did the right thing.
They did. It was unexpected because this league doesn't tend to do that.
Mm-hmm. But look at them. Look at them caring, kind of, sort of.
Attempting, kind of. I think it's probably more of, I don't want to set the precedent. Because my guess is there are other owners on that board of governors or somebody to represent them. And
mm-hmm.
I don't think some of their clauses are too dissimilar to Steve Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of that is throw the doofiest one under the bus and live to fight another day. You know,
right.
They're trying to keep power for as long as they can. I think some of them probably are aware it's probably going to be sooner rather than later that it's all going to shift, but power can seize nothing willingly and they're going to go down with the ship. So, but one step closer to a league, and we do know that at least they can listen. So maybe there's hope for the CBA. So,
right.
But that is where we are. So we are hopeful that sooner rather than later, Y. Michelle Kang will officially become the majority owner of the Spirit based on the vote by the Washington Sports property.
And so that brings us into a beautiful thing, that diversity is important.
Yes.
So let's talk about some things, because diversity is very important. And there's mm-hmm. some things we forgot to talk about, and there's some things that just have existed that we should just address. So mm-hmm. let's talk about it. So we cracked a joke at the last episode about Game Changers. And if you watched our names, yes. you might be like, what is that? What are those?
So that joke comes from so one of the corporate sponsors or partners, sorry, for the NWSL is Ally, which, caveat, right? We don't go hard for corporations here or anything, but did really solid things by like flying people's families out to the NWSL finals. And they've mm-hmm. been a really solid partner
mm-hmm.
For the league in a time where some of those partnerships have been very problematic. Mm-hmm. But they are releasing what they call the Game Changers series, highlighting some of the players in the league.
Right.
That you might not know, right, who aren't necessarily some of the bigger name players. But the branding that they came out with for this series was supposed to say Game Changers, but instead of the A in Game Changers mm-hmm. being the letter A, it was the NWSL symbol. And mm-hmm. so it looks very much, one, it's closer to round than it is anything resembling an A.
Mm-hmm.
So one, it looked like Game Changers. And if you look on the other end of the symbol, The letters were N-G-E-R-S.
So, like, let me tell you, when I saw the tweet, I had awoken. Mm-hmm. And I was looking on the Twitter, and I see the tweet, and I closed immediately, because I was like, I don't got time for this nonsense from the end of the episode today. You ain't gonna call me the N-words. From a media standpoint. And I was like, am I tripping? But then later on, I see other people going, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Yes.
Like, did y'all have diversity on your media team? Because it's like, because it was really, really bad. I mean, people, and you can see it on Twitter. You can see it. I know I've seen it in circles of, I've asked people who have nothing to do with soccer, what do they think? And they were like, yo, that's aggressive. I feel hurt. Why am I getting called the hard R?
Right.
Like, N-word with the hard R, you know? And so, like, or even it's kind of a slur in another community. So right. It's like, you know, who is on your team? This is important. This is why you need diversity on your team. You need all the colors under the sun on your team, all walks of life, if possible.
Yeah.
Just enough diversity so you can run it by a few people so they go, oh, that's not a good idea, man. But we want to have the league. Like, no, there's enough. Put it on the side. Put it at the end. Make it A. Make it two words.
Now, yes. Now, what I will give LA credit for is since then, the first two videos, the first one is featuring Jamia Fields. Shout mm-hmm. out to the delegation. And the newest video came out this week featuring Erica. It's Timrak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And they have fixed the symbol so that now it just says Game Changers and the NWSL symbol is on the left side of the G.
Right.
So they did fix it. So they clearly heard the feedback. But yes, the valuable lesson in to probably have some diversity or at least some very good editors on your graphic design team.
So you don't have it like sounding like Game Changers in Paris.
Right.
Do.
Oh man. So you know, it's the league, sometimes it's the partners. I imagine that the thing is the aroma of the NWSL encompasses all at times.
Yeah. It's like
yeah.
The Footum, what was it?
The Go Furt. Yeah.
The Furt incident.
Gosh, that was a couple years ago, right?
Yeah. The misgendering in the MasterCard segment.
Oh, yes, that happened this season.
You name it. Please get diversity on your team. NWSL. Everybody. Yeah. Anybody.
Yeah.
So you don't make these missteps.
There's definitely a need for that, for sure. But yeah, like I said, you know, respect to Ally for fixing it. Yes. But yeah, let's make a wee bit more of an effort to not offend certain, you know, demographics here.
Okay, so this is why diversity is important, because you don't just need it on your diversity team, you need it in media, you need it everywhere. And so
I just want to point out, I saw this in women's hockey today, but okay, go ahead.
You need it in media. Oh Lord, I know what you're talking about. You need it in media because so okay. Let's be real. How real do we get right here? Okay, so we're gonna talk about gatekeeping. So you know, it is hard being in the, I guess we're in the media, but some of the stuff we've heard, and I've seen it over the years, just watching various people in their come up in the WOSO media situations. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of imply, you can see it. And even with, before the NWSL, with the WPS and the various entities that were documenting stuff in the league, it could be a pain in the ass to get in, because there's no structure in the space already, to get in spaces and places without knowing people. And I know people love the concept of, it's not what you know, it's who you know. That is steeped in white supremacy and fuck shit, because like, that's how you keep people out. And that's effectively how you gatekeep, and that's how you maintain privilege and power. I point all this out because it's like, what I'm seeing, am I tripping? But it's all sitting in a, like a scarcity mindset, crab in the bucket mindset, where you're trying to crawl to the top to get out. You're trying to be the only one to know, that you kind of are making big gates and blocking access and blocking the opportunities for stories and voices to be heard. Because if we're real about it, you don't know what you don't know. So if you haven't necessarily lived somebody's experience, you don't come from their walk of life. Mm-hmm. Or even if you do, there's different ways. Everybody's unique, you know. If you're thinking that you're the source for all things women's soccer, and then you kind of make it hard for other people to get in contact with people, or you think you are all that knows for a particular team, representation. You know, you end up gatekeeping and preventing stories from getting out. And I particularly say this because you could hear stories where people are like, yo, unless somebody got the numbers, or even how we even revolve the media, like, you got to get the numbers, you got to get your listens up, you got to get this up. Yeah. When it's like the quest in trying to get analytics instead of understanding content, you do a disservice to the people you're trying to represent, and then you lose voices in the midst of it. Because a good analogy would be, if you're trying to paint a city, right? If you only use one artist from one vantage point, you do nothing. You do no good. Where if you had multiple people contributing, you can paint the whole swath and depth of the city. And so in the same thing, yeah, you can have somebody who got 50 billion followers to be reporting shit, but you're only going to get one perspective. When if you had smaller communities of people reporting stuff, right, you get perspective in terms of what's going on with people, and you get different stories. And honestly, yes, 50 people can interview the same person and get 50 different stories. So it's really not you holding power or getting privilege or anything. This is about getting people a chance to dance and get exposure. And then this also solves issues and problems that have occurred, and voices get heard and action happens and stories get heard. I mean, look at what happened when you finally heard Kaya's story. Stuff that shifted in the process.
Yeah.
So when the stories finally get heard, what has shifted? Same thing when we talk about what happened with Jordan. People knew about what was going on in that situation,
right?
If things were sold sooner, maybe things change sooner, you know. And so it's like, you know, being able to get the access, being able to connect with people, it shouldn't be a bunch of gatekeeping shit. And this doesn't happen just in WOSO, this happens in the WNBA, and I really wish the players knew that. You know, it breaks my heart when I see people going, I want access, I want coverage, and then you watch people and you hear stories of people genuinely trying to make that happen, and it doesn't happen because gatekeeping is holding and breaking bars down. And so if you know what I'm talking about, if you feel a certain kind of way because you gatekeeping, check yourself. Go pick up your anti-racism book and do the goddamn work.
Yeah.
Because you would know that there is no need to be hoarding power and privilege. Open this, open the doors up. Kick the doors open of the media church to let people through.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
But I think it's endemic of the sport itself. Like, it is very much insular and exclusionary, and by design, right? Because I think the people that system has been set up to benefit are inherently the people who are good at the sport. Like, that's just really,
I hear you. You was going there.
So
no, go ahead.
And that's not to say some of those players aren't good, but I think it's a money grab, right? Like, so it's set up to tap into affluential people shelling out money for their children to have a shot. We saw soccer come up in the college scandal, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
people lied and said their children played soccer,
mm-hmm.
Because it's part of the, it's like crew,
lacrosse,
like other sports where it costs money to play, right? Dressage or whatever with the horses and shit. Like, all that stuff costs money. And so soccer was set up that way. It's not financially exclusionary pretty much anywhere else in the world.
Right.
So that's just here. All you need is
a ball to play.
And every aspect of this sport in this country is reflected in that, right? That you set the actual sport itself to be exclusionary. And so everything that covers the sport, everything that touches the sport is also exclusionary, is also set up to keep access away from the masses. This is the world's game. And over half this country can't access it past a certain level.
And that's what's crazy, because then it fucks up your money bags. Because then people think that only white people play and watch this sport. And so then people aren't paying money in marketing and putting on TV. And then you're struggling to get sponsors. And so you get the bank instead of getting the Venmo machine to sponsor you. You know, you don't get the same. It's not the same. You don't get treated the same. You up there struggling because you're living in white supremacy broke dreams instead of living in diversity.
And your players don't get the same treatment, right? It's
right.
harder for them to find representation. It's harder for them to market themselves. They have to look a certain way. They have to be a certain way. They have to speak a certain way. And people who will never, ever, 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 ever fit that ideal for any number of reasons aren't going to get the same chances. And even the ones that are put in front of the camera aren't going to make the bank that their male counterparts or even their female counterparts or non-men counterparts in other sports are making, because you have cut the access. Agents struggle, reps
struggle, right?
All of these people who only want to amplify, only want to give access to the people who don't have access. And the truth of the matter is, okay, the fear of US soccer and the fear of the NWSL is they are going to lose white, affluent fans, and then they feel their money supply is going to dry up. And what I am here to tell them is, for all of the white, affluent fans that you lose, you will gain 10 times the black and brown fans who do not have, quote unquote, as much income, but will spend way more money.
Yep.
And will be way more loyal.
Yep.
And will go up for the players that look like them.
But on the real shit, they actually do be having the money.
Right.
And also they be all over the country.
Also that, listen to me, Wilson world. Black people watch NASCAR, but not like that. And there was a smooth 5 years where all black people wore was racing jackets. And they're back, by the way.
Yep.
You don't have to be super in-depth and involved in order to understand and promote a sport.
Right. Right. Even looking at the evolution of basketball.
Right.
Basketball used to be a really white sport.
Exactly.
And then it evolved.
And ooh, what does it look like now?
It's super black.
And I think that's part of what soccer fears, if we're going to keep it a buck, because that's why we also have games, and this is no shade to Minnesota and Ohio, that's why we keep having men's national team games in Minnesota and Ohio.
Come on, preacher! Shit!
Because you're being exclusionary.
Right.
And you are Plaxico Burrising yourself.
Ooh.
Go look that
up. Hey, so
they are. Like, I don't know.
Oh, that's real shit.
I don't know how else to say it.
You're shooting yourself in your own joints.
And it's making it harder for everybody. It makes it harder for the K. Michelles. Sorry, why Michelle Kings of the world. And the like to get in on the ground floor, right? It turns off people like the best tennis player in the world, potentially, who are here to invest, right? And people who would follow suit.
Yeah, because
you have black investors, by the way. You have brown investors, by the way.
You got a whole man.
You already have them.
You got people out here investing in Burnley.
And you're not even listening to them.
Yeah. And it's crazy because it's like, why do y'all want to be broke? You really going to have these men playing in fucking -9 degree temperatures because y'all don't want no potential black and brown fans rolling up in your stadium when you easily could just go play in Atlanta?
Because you think anywhere warm, everybody's automatically going to cheer for the other team?
Right. Like, what? You got whole ass.
Even though out of necessity, you finally diversified the situation, at least on the pitch.
Right.
Because you didn't qualify. So you finally had to let the black and brown boys on the team, essentially.
It's so crazy.
And look at you. You got a golden generation. Imagine. And I would argue the talent coming through the women's team is the exact same.
It's the exact same thing.
But
we're talking about the women's team, if you allow it to be get diverse, they can hang 15, 20 on people, like friends, full strength.
And no, diversity is not putting Carlos Cordero's brown face back into the presidency.
Yeah, please, absolutely not. Because
to quote Kathy Cohen, I do not need your multicultural neoliberalism. Thank you very much.
Woo, come on through. Because, one more time. All skin folks ain't kin folks. Also, if your ass ain't been to work.
Black is either, so.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah.
Back to the gatekeeping, sorry. It goes back to, again, it's an effect of the sport itself and what the federation in this country does itself, and also it keeps the players who otherwise don't get voices, big names or not, from having their stories told,
right.
Asking them those questions. We've talked to players and we're able to ask different questions and we get a very different story, but we also get really honest conversation. Like, if you all are able to listen to the Cindy Cummings conversation, that's a really good story about her journey and what it is to be a black girl to play soccer in this country, right? And even like a Jasmine who had a very different experience, right?
So yeah, and even talking about the fact she didn't have an agent for a long time.
Right. And so, but things like that, where those stories just aren't getting told, right? And the desire of those in media, intentionally or not, right? A lot of our bias is unconscious.
Yep.
You don't reach out to those players. And even when you do, you're going to have a really sterile interview because
they don't trust
your lived experience doesn't line up with them.
And they don't trust you.
Right. So the idea that, oh, players don't want to, those players, however you want to define that, mm-hmm. don't want to talk to media. I think the caveat should be sometimes they just don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, that part.
I imagine there's players that don't want to talk to us either.
Right. Fine. That's cool.
I probably wouldn't want to if I were those players either. But like, just keeping it real. But
that's also where it's like, just because something's in a big media outlet doesn't mean it's okay.
Numbers don't mean it's the best quality either.
Right. Because I've seen some crazy stuff where it's like, well, we already knew that. So what's new? Or you don't have necessarily the same Kara Grace in the interview. And then there's even just little nuggets of wisdom that me, Black person, can have a conversation with another Black person. Yes. And there will be things we connect. There might not be things that don't click due to lived experiences. But there is going to be differences also from another Latino person,
right.
Asian identifying individual, indigenous, that they can get in spaces I can't get in and make connections. Same thing as me being Southern this shit, how that opens doors and where that might click for some people might not work for others.
Right.
Like there is a power in the diversity and letting those voices come in so that you can get all hands on deck. And you get mad coverage and exposure because that's how you grow your numbers. That's how you grow your population. That's how you show that people are invested in the game. That's how you then it clicks in jobs that when you ride around California, you see all these, you see the United Nations of people playing soccer in the streets.
Right.
And you see them in your stands that it's like, oh, I get it. It's the people's game. Yeah, man. Right.
It is ultimately the people's game. Soccer is for everybody.
Yep.
And it don't look like that in this country.
Yep.
It's slowly but surely getting better. But the fact that it is like that in this country is by design. Yeah. That's the reality.
And we need to undesign it. Y'all.
And we need to dismantle, decolonize, whatever we want to call it. It takes that. It's going to take that. And it should be an outlet, right? Like it should be a chance for people to better their lives, be a professional, do, you know, the thing that they love to do for however long they get to do it. Your professional career is not long. As an athlete, and that's not just soccer, that's any sport. You're usually retired by 40. So let people in. Mm-hmm. So they can live their lives, make their money, make their choices, enrich themselves, and go about their day.
Yep.
And I mean that for the journos, for the staff, for the PR, for the referees, for all of it. Like, we all should have that chance. It should be for everybody.
Everybody. And also shout out to all the reps, to all the agencies,
yes,
all the individuals who are diligently doing the work, who've been looking out for everybody, who've been looking out for us. We see y'all. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all.
And it's changing. And like, listen, we, you know, one day at a time. So
one day at a time.
But open those gates. And don't get me wrong, there are times when gatekeeping is necessary, but this ain't that time. So
yeah, this day. All right. Wait, one more thing. Do we need to say this last part? You see the player.
I will say it very broadly and very quickly. I would like to live in a world where players and fans are on the same page and have open and transparent communication. Because the truth of the matter is the players are going to need the fans if they have to sit out, right?
Yes.
As a union,
mm-hmm.
they are going to need fans to back their union. And I would argue there's a strong part of this population that will always back unions, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
In turn, fans also need players to hear them
mm-hmm.
and to hear their why
mm-hmm.
and why they are taking their stand. Because at the end of the day, we both understand doing things that we don't want to do, i.e. not going to a game or not playing in a game while we will not like it, right? I want to be able to watch the NWSL. I'm going a little mad right now, right? I would like to be able to go in person. It's one of my favorite things in the world. I'm sure the players would love to play because they're professional soccer players. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's their job, it's their vocation. But we both understand as individual groups that our power lies in economically holding up those in power, right?
Yep.
Is putting economic pressure and other pressures on them. And the only way to do it is to give up temporarily something we love.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in that regard, we're on the same page. So we understand what is needed. And I think we're missing each other. And I also think sometimes people are centering their feelings.
What? And
this can't be about that right now.
Yeah, you gotta get out.
At the end of the day, we got shit to do.
Let's go.
We gotta be grown-ups and put on our big grown-up pants and put pressure on these people who we're actually upset with, because everybody's actually pissed at the same people.
Right.
So let's not argue amongst ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got our own stuff to work out. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, let's put on our pants, all stick together, unionize, and get the toxic people out the paint, and then we could get the rest done.
Okay, because like, so before we leave the, because this little segment is going to be empowering, because we're not just going to talk about the fuck shit. We're going to talk about how to deal with it and be empowered.
Yes.
And get to the justice. And we'll get more into this into the February. But the point of this is also that never get it twisted. Your voice is important. Your voice matters. Your voice heard yes. is powerful. Whether yes. you're Kaya McCullough, whether you're the fans. Yeah. Yeah. Whether, yeah. Whether, hey.
Say hey to Zakiya.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who spoke up so long ago and was silenced.
Yeah.
And never got to play again. That was the number one.
Whether you're fans in the Rose Room Collective.
Yes, Rose Room. Shout out to you.
To anybody.
Yeah.
You know, your voice matters, it is powerful. Keep banging on doors, keep knocking on tables. Hey, you know, we've been banging on doors and knocking on tables too. And it does move.
People it matters. Do and people are listening, and the right people are listening. It does take persistence. The work isn't yes. easy. If it was easy, they wouldn't call it the work.
Right.
And
the work is never, you don't get a cookie for doing the work today, and there's no checkbox, and you don't, just because you got 100 on the test today, yep. don't mean you ain't going to get a 2 tomorrow. You mess up.
You do the work today, there's more work to do tomorrow.
It's a marathon, baby. That's lifelong, and it don't end.
Take care of yourself in the meantime, right?
But you got to take that. Yeah, you got to have that healing.
But there's justice. Hope. There's hope, and some they did the right thing, or at least not the wrong thing, so that's right. better than where we've been, so
right.
So yeah, that's what we've got for that. I'm gonna hop into this next one.
Yes, we're gonna hop into
okay,
boop 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 boop. We're gonna go into soccer school.
Yes. Okay,
why are we gathered here today in soccer school?
We are gathered here today. So there was a big game today. And the WSL, which for those who don't remember, is the English first division.
Wait, pause. Forgot. If you're new to the podcast, soccer school is where we talk about soccer in like basic people's terms.
Yes.
So that I can understand the game and get educated.
Yes.
But let's keep continue on.
Yes. You want to make sure our new listeners or people new to the game have the basics. So
to the squad.
Yes. Okay. So sorry, the WSL. Is the top flight or first division league in England, which consists of 12 teams. And they were in action this weekend, and two of their teams at the top, toward the top of the table, and two of their bigger clubs played. So that's Arsenal, the Gunners, if you will, but Arsenal Football Club, which is located in London, and Manchester City Football Club, which is one of the two teams in Manchester, England. And it was a bit chaotic.
Yes.
One team's defense is thin. The other team's midfield is thin. So there's a lot going on. Both teams have some injuries. Okay. But overall, a pretty good game back and forth.
Yes.
But the reason we're talking about this match is because the Manchester City goal, which stood, and this match ends up being a 1-1 draw. We'll explain why in a minute. But the Manchester City goal should not have stood.
We love you, Bunny.
What happened?
We love you, Bunny.
We do. Having said that, screw you, Bunny Shaw got his goal. But okay. so what happens is the Manchester City goalie, which, by the way, shout out to Keating, who was a 17-year-old black goalkeeper.
Yes.
In her first start in the WSL.
Stacking bricks.
And darn near had a clean sheet.
Darn near.
We'll get into that in a minute. But anyway, she starts the play, and I can't remember who passes it next, but it hits off of the referee.
Yes.
The pass that hits the referee was intended for midfielder Carolyn Weir, plays for Manchester City. But because it hits the referee, it falls to defender Demi Stokes, who is on the outside left side. And because the defense isn't set up to cover a pass that goes in a different direction, Demi Stokes is able to make a run, pass it to, for my money, the best player on Manchester City side today, Lauren Hemp, who's able to make a run. Defender for Arsenal misses the tackle. She makes the run into the box. Bunny Shaw is making the run to crash the net. Shoots. Initially, it's saved.
Right.
And then Bunny Shaw gets it in off the rebound, and it's 1-0. In a game where you could argue at that point, City probably scored against the run of play. Though they had been threatening earlier.
Yes.
So, of course, Arsenal complains that the ball should have been a drop ball. City probably knows the rules, but who am I to argue with the refs if I get a goal in my favor? And it caused a bit of controversy online, rightfully so. So, obviously, people did the digging, and this is going to be courtesy of at Katie Wyatt, who was able to screenshot the rules from the screen as the game is playing. So in soccer school, we're going to talk about what happens when the ball touches the referee.
Lord Jesus Christ.
If, and these are the rules according to the IFAB 90, Law 91, which is all the wonderful official rules of, I think, England regarding soccer. It says rule 91, if a ball touches a match official and remains in the field of play and does one of the following things, either lets a team start a promising attack, and I am paraphrasing, it allows the ball to go into the goal directly, or it allows the team in possession, or I'm sorry, it allows the ball to change possession, I should say. Then by rule, the goal, nothing should stand, and it should be a drop ball from the spot where it hits the referee.
Oh, in the middle of the pitch? Mm.
Wherever the ball hits the referee, it's supposed to be a drop ball there. However, like we said, play continued, a goal occurred, and it stood. Now, fortunately, I think, for the referee, Arsenal ties it up in stoppage time.
Oh!
Off of a Tobin Heath goal where she nutmegged Lucy Bronze, who was kidding. That work today in the second half. Like, just
cooked donut. Just cooked donut.
It wasn't just Tobin, like, getting worked. Like,
worked.
This is FIFA Pro Best 11. Lucy Bronze. Getting worked. And I'll leave it at that.
I was like, shout out to Tobin Heath. Welcome back, pimp.
But
welcome,
yeah, that was her,
it was a nutmeg, too.
Yeah, she subbed in, by the way. Yeah, she nutmegged the goal. Like, she shot it between Lucy Bronze's legs. It's a very funny picture of Lucy Brown just falling to the ground in defeat.
Well, I mean, even the build-up before that, she got nutmegged, and then it was like she realized it, Tobin scored, and then she fell on the ground, and everybody else fell on the ground. I need that in high definition. Yeah. I need that in 4K definition. I need that whole sequence of them falling and the after impact. I need that in high definition, because that was phenomenal. Beautiful.
And unfortunately, it's not her first encounter. So last year, of course, Tobin Heath played for Manchester United. And
that triggered
scored a goal off of Lucy Bronze's turnover. So she's not had the best of luck with that particular player recently.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like I said, good match, sloppy at times.
Yes. Mama too big.
Yeah, Mama I think both missing. Teams are a little off right now. I would argue City's probably coming into form with all their players coming back. And I think Arsenal feels like they're in a bit of a slump. They can't quite figure some things out. I think
Williamson
not playing mattered, obviously. But
and the defense, the
they
defense
have some defensive
situation.
Questions, I think, that are very legitimate. Katie McCabe's playing fullback. Like, that's not
she won't be playing next game because she got a card.
Yeah, but that's not where you want Katie
McCabe. Yeah, you might need to throw Tobin. I know people crack jokes. Player. You need to put Tobin back there. Or you got the
I mean, we could have a tactical conversation later, but if you need a forward that can defend, that's probably the one I would put.
You got to do something, because this is because if the delegate Nikita Paris is having to drop all the way back.
Yes. She didn't have a great game. She had to play deeper than
she had to play deeper. Yeah. And I was like, y'all got a whole midfield. Absolutely not. You can't be doing this.
Arsenal probably was a wee bit better, but like, I don't think those teams were terribly uneven during that match.
The issue with Man City, though, was because your boy Gareth Taylor's out here putting out crazy lineups. You taking out Lozada, but you keeping
there's some sub choices I might have made differently. I was very confused as to why Stanway stayed in, but I actually thought she did really well second half. A little touch and go there the first half. But you know, she did not get her second card, so that's good. But yeah, sorry, all of that to say, now to the credit of the referees, one, they're not full time.
Yep.
And two, this is a fairly new rule. For a very long time, the rule was much like it is in American football, and I believe basketball as well. The referee is a part of the field or the pitch. So normally, until recently, if the ball hits the referee, you keep going. And so the issue would be, like I said, the pass is intended for Carolyn Weir and instead went to Demi Stokes. And so that would be either start to promising attack, or you could argue changes possession, though Manchester City technically had possession. So yeah, it was a new rule we all learned about today, or we remember it today because something happened to make us remember it. But having said that, the game ended in a draw. Therefore, both teams received 1 point. And hey, that race for the top three and the title in the WSL is real spicy.
Yeah, because your little team.
Okay.
Your little team drew with.
We also drew.
Hope Powell's.
We drew nil. Great today.
Team.
I mean, I would argue Brighton's underachieving, but not when they play us, apparently.
They out here.
When they play Chelsea, they're rock stars. We just can't get the ball in the goal. I don't know what that's about. Like, I don't think we've scored a goal against Brighton in a while. That's really bad. Like, at least the last, like, three games, something like that. So, but advantage to Chelsea is they have more games in hand than anyone else. So they can make some of those points up, and they still have to play both Arsenal and Manchester City again, and they have to play Tottenham twice. And they play Manchester United one more time, I think. So everybody has to play each other. So it's going to be a bonkers couple of months as people wind down. Who has more competitions? Arsenal still in the Champions League, Chelsea still in Conte and FA Cup, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it's going to be a race to see who gets the Champions League next year. So, yeah, right now, WSL action is what's going on. And you get a few more weeks of that. And then we shall see if the NWSL preseason kicks off next Tuesday. We'll see what these Board of Governors do in terms of the CBA. So, yeah.
So, see, all this was a part of our soccer school segment, which is part of multiple segments, as in the SBFC segments that are seen on the website, the Shea Butter FC website.squarespace.com. You can see that in our link tree at Shea Butter FC that we will have in the episode notes. But yeah, if you go to the website and you scroll, because sometimes if you're on mobile, you think it's just the vocabulary. But if you scroll to the right, scroll to the left, you'll see get your fits right section. Mm-hmm. We talk about the fits and styles and soccer culture for you and yours. We got our top 10 list. It needs to be updated. But we was like doing our own crazy top 10 list.
We need to go again after this.
Yeah, we do. Oh, after that cooking.
Well, and then after all those lists that came out in the last.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. We got to redo it. So we got a list for strikers, to forwards, to hybrids, to all that. We got the chop-ups, which that's a new vocabulary word, which if we appeared on some other entity's thing, you know, Gal Pal Sports, you know, the family, Two Cents family, Florida Culture, to, you know, when we did our roundtable with Yogi, I will be updating and putting up the some stuff we did during the break with Eugene and AJ, where we did some Liga Mecky Femenil stuff. You know, in that section, you'll see some of our stuff, even when we appear in some episodes, like an episode coming up this week. Be there. Vocabulary, All-Star Wars, crossovers, prolos, all that is there. And it also soon we will include the Shea Butter FC Fridays, where the great Nubia has been posting greatness on the social medias, shouting out, celebrating our delegation. This week it was the one Bunny Shaw.
Yes.
Did that look out here being the rep of the week and then going out here and scoring.
Yes.
It's destiny.
Yes.
And so also today, Nubia posted the SBFC delegates in the UK in the WSL. So it's 22 players, including the legend Hope Powell. So go to the Instagrams and see it. We will get that on the website soon. And next week we're gonna be looking at Liga Mecky Femenil. So that's what we're gonna do.
All right.
But check it out. So, all right. So we gonna take a quick break.
Yes.
And then when we come back, we're gonna hit some riffs and rant and rave and then get about this thing.
Amen. Amen. We'll be right back.
This week on the Fourth Quarter Soccer Podcast, Soccer Podcast for us, by us. This week we're linked up with content creator Connor Moore. Connor handles the social media for Chicago Red Stars. We go into the highs and lows of the Red Star season. We go into the King takeover in Washington, the HBCU ID camp here in Atlanta, and more in Two Up and Two Down. Join me, Sky, and Coach Tony on your favorite podcast apps and the FTC UTD YouTube channel and at 2centsfc.com.
You already know what that is. Young Sinatra. Icons inspire icons. Gold chains wrapped around my neck like pythons. The drip way. Yeah.
Yeah. Guess who's bizarre? Back with a vengeance.
But the.
Wow, I don't know, that song came deep from my soul. I wasn't really prepared for that to be what I did. Alright, but that's a good segue. It's that time of week again for those hits and riffs, rants and raves.
Yep, let's go. Who's going first this week?
You know what, I'll go first.
Look at you, going first.
I'll step into it.
Oh my god, I see what you got.
Alright, so I wasn't sure about this one, considering the times that we live in and how Black Twitter and Black America have run with this, but why not, you know? So my yesterday turn up. Since we're still in the Omarion, let's pay respect to the OG. So I did Icebox by Omarion. So when y'all play this week, y'all can do y'all little dance, you know what I mean?
I got this ice.
Ice. You know, shout out to Omarion who's taking all of it in stride. You know what I mean?
Do you do a shimmy with that?
I mean, yeah, you can shimmy to Omarion, of course.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting you to sing the whole thing.
Hey, was that like a shimmy when Moosey Bronze got?
No, I don't think that was the shimmy. That wasn't a shimmy, shimmy, y'all shimmy, y'all shimmy.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
Was not that. Oh man, fun times. And she has a shimmy though. We will talk about it. But yeah, so that's my old school turn up. Like I said, shout out to Mariam for being a good sport with all the jokes and everything. And then my yesterday quiet storm is for the super grown. It is
break it down. I don't want nobody else to hear the sound.
Oh, sorry. All right. It's the Sabbath. I gotta chill out on that.
If you gonna be a fool on Sunday, if you can't be a fool on Sunday, you don't need to be a fool at all. You need to be a fool every day.
Oh man. No, my grandpa used to say if you can party on Saturday, you can go to church on Sunday. but that's by the legend, Tevin Campbell.
Was this one? Wait a minute. Was this when the voice was deep, or was it still a little bit high?
It cracked.
It was a little bit of crack.
It was grown up. It was grown up, almost grown up. This is post Ashley Banks Fresh Prince episode.
Okay.
Ooh, they weren't ready for it. They weren't ready for it. But Tevin Campbell is very highly regarded in Black America.
Yep.
Because that boy can sing. It's pretty much what that is. And he don't bother nobody. So yeah.
Along with you. That you just had along with you fall off in my head.
Oh, I was thinking about that. I was on the
Why Tevin you didn't Campbell do that
kit.
One?
No, I was on the Tevin Campbell kit two days ago. Like it worked. I was just like, why am I listening to Tevin Campbell on a
That's
Friday?
My song. That's my along with you. Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
Shout out All to right. Tevin Campbell though. Really. But yeah, your turn.
All right. So my yesterday turn up is Game Changers in Paris. By that guy in
the title
Jay-Z.
Of the way you've named them. Okay. He who shall not be named.
Yeah, the guy in Jay-Z. I can't say that. But yeah. Anyway, shout out to Devin. He had a new one, the N-Words. That song. Don't you go sing that.
I won't, because we'll get edited.
Wait, y'all better not go sing that. Hey, if you don't got melanin in your situation, don't be going singing that.
If you're not Black, you can't say it.
Don't say it.
That's the end of that conversation.
There we go. All right, then my quiet score storm ain't really a quiet storm. It's I Got the Keys by DJ Khaled and all of these people. I got the keys.
Because who got the keys?
Gang.
Michelle got the
keys. I got the keys.
Oh man, pass that thing to Kang.
Look at that, pass that thing to Kang. Hey. We're gonna make a song. Pass that thing to Kang.
I'll make a song if she gives me a cape.
Okay, get a cape. Yo, do the cape dance. We gonna make a whole dance.
Oh, most definitely.
Let's go. We gonna have little posters. We gonna have people bouncing past the thing to hang in the streets. Hey, make it like a bankhead bounce with a little bankhead bounce, and then you know when you do the fisher reel.
Wow.
Then yeah, you pass that thing to hey, bankhead I'm out bounce. Here.
Bankhead bounce,
shout and bounce around. All right.
But yes, okay. So my new school.
Wow.
Isn't really a new school. But I thought it was fitting a little bit. I mean, it's of their own, hell of your own construction, but still, my turn up is Mo Money, Mo Problems. But Biggie. D-I-G-P-O-P-P-A.
No info for the DEA.
Federal
agents. Mad because a flagrant tap my phone and my phone to the basement. My
team. Wait, damn. Okay, no. We off.
Wait. My team supreme, stay clean. Google miracle. Okay, yo,
I beat that.
Get to see that they were told you. Okay.
Okay, I didn't think I was going to continue the performance, but that's fine.
Okay, wait. I didn't know. So, actually, was it this one? I think. No, it was. What's the other one? What's the other song?
There's so many. Biggie?
Yeah, Biggie, no, can't you see? Okay, so Hypnotize. That one, yeah. That's Hypnotize is the one that I made the rap in fifth grade for the ITBS, and we won.
Is there footage?
Yes, there's footage, and you never go find it. I was killing it. And people
you underestimate my detective.
People
skills.
We killed it. We killed that thing. We did it to Hypnotize, and was fired.
I'm going to see how close I can get to getting this footage.
You're not going to get this footage. Okay, continue. My bad.
And then my today quiet storm is All to Me by Giveon.
Okay. I see you out here.
That's what I got.
Okay, so I haven't done Logic in a while. So Logic, the light-skinned brother, he's on the light spectrum. What?
He could have been in Passing, the movie.
Yeah, he could Passing. Yeah, he could. It depends. Yeah, he could pass. But we come in all shapes and colors and sizes, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I know somebody who's about his complexion, got red hair, blue eyes, and is very, very much a black woman. All right. So anyway, so today's Turn Up, Iconic by Logic, featuring Jaden Smith. I like that song. Actually, I like the transition and the break at the end. You probably will hear that. And then The Quiet Storm is Young Sinatra 4 or YS4 by Logic, where he raps over the beat and is dedicated to what's his name?
Matt?
Yeah, Matt. Matt.
Okay.
Matt Miller. And basically, he got into rapping and stuff because of him. Okay. And as a result, it was this particular track, I think, but he flipped it a little bit. And yeah, that's a fire dedication. One of my favorite songs he's ever done.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it. Okay, so continue. Rancid Race, but not really Rancid Race.
Yeah.
But first, we're gonna do something special.
Yeah, not really a rant. Just something, just being somber for just a moment. One of my favorite entertainers is Regina King. And if you do not know, and trigger warning for thoughts of suicide completion, she apparently, she lost her son, Ian Alexander Jr., this past weekend, apparently to suicide completion. He's 26, I believe. So first of all, rest to his soul. I hope he is in no more pain. And I hope it is wonderful on the other side, wherever that may be for him. But this is not about telling you like how to prevention or anything like that. Like, I feel like that information is out there, though we can certainly get that to you. But this is just to say, when I read it, my heart hurt. And so I just want to send out to the universe wherever she may be. We are merely two voices, but both of us have her in our thoughts and our prayers, and both the King family and the Alexander family. for an unimaginable loss, and I wish her strength and healing and whatever else she needs at this time. So yeah, not to bring the entire show down, but that one was really sad and gutting, and I hope she has a village around her. Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to say that. So okay, so we did that first, so we went in on as sad a note. But we do have some raves.
We got some raves, a little bit.
We have some raves. So it is Sunday, January 23rd, which means it was, what is this, division weekend in NFL?
Divisional
weekend in the NFL. And I didn't particularly watch most of it, but I did turn to that Buffalo Kansas City game today. Because everybody's talking about the quarterback battle, and when we tell you, it did not disappoint.
That was probably one of the best football games.
That was my life. Scene. Like, that was a ridiculous football game. In the best way.
Yes.
In a sport that I think is super racist and often watered down and a whole bunch of other things. That was pure football in a way that I don't think I've seen it in a very long time. Mm-hmm. With two generational talents just going back and forth. If you don't want spoilers, look, you know, turn away, but the Chiefs won in overtime. On a touchdown. Oh no, on a field goal. Touchdown.
42.
And this is after they were down by 3 with 13 yes. seconds left yep. in the fourth quarter. But and that was still too much time for Patrick LeVon Mahomes, the third. Who got down in field goal range in two plays with 3 seconds to spare. And then won the coin flip. And unfortunately, Josh Allen, who played out of his mind today, did not get the ball. So I think a lot of people are on a post-playoff hangover in the best way. And shout out to Matthew. I called him Matthew Jamal Stafford today. Matt Stafford and Jimmy G for getting two dudes nobody really wanted to see out the playoffs. So good on them. A lot of new faces playing this weekend, which is what you want in sport. You want new faces. And you hopefully have leagues that go forward and grow and diversify and call out their stuff. And I know the NFL is not there for most of that. But it is nice to see new faces. It really is. So,
yeah, shout out.
So shout out to them.
Joe Burrow. See out there.
Joseph Burrow, yes. You're a real one. Joe Burrow wins no matter what.
Joe Burrow with the Creole spelling.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
he's
so.
He's from Ohio. But
yeah.
But it works.
Okay, living legend. One. Yeah, so 61 points by Ayoka Lee. Up here cooking up.
Who does she play? Opponents. Let the people know who she plays for. Kansas State.
Oh,
right?
Kansas State.
And who does she do this against?
The Kentucky, right?
No, she against Oklahoma, who was ranked.
Oh, Oklahoma, I'm tripping.
Who
Sorry.
Was ranked 14th in the country, by the yes. way. So it's not like she did it against quote unquote lesser competition.
Yeah, she cooked
them up. She only missed 7 shots.
Right.
That's Fire. An absurd. With a leg brace on, apparently, or something.
Yeah, she got a leg brace. Yeah, and she did it. And I think she's been good all season, by the way.
Yes.
She's been doing this kind of stuff all season. So, yeah.
61 points of it. That's a new NCAA record.
Yes.
For women's basketball.
Right.
To how points in a single, points in a game. So, yeah, shout out to her. Balled out her mind today. I'm a member of the Katoto Hive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very loud about it. My girl is now, she scored a hat trick today. She's now with 101 goals.
Wow.
In 104 matches in D1 Arkema, which is the French first division.
Woo!
Let me say that again. 101 goals, 104 matches. She is 23.
Okay.
So when y'all gonna be loud about Marie Antoinette Katoto? Yeah. Where y'all are about some other people who aren't quite, who hit big numbers, but not like that.
Okay.
We'll save that for another show.
Ooh.
But it is not lost on me. Mm-hmm. At all. I told y'all a few weeks ago I was really excited for Quinta Brunson's show, Abbott Elementary. And it's a hit. You're welcome. We know things.
Right.
It's just a really nice reprieve and break. It's about education. And of course, there's always exaggerations and it's fiction, but it's also great and wonderful, and it's a really good platform. where Shirley Ralph's getting all the love that she probably should have gotten 30 years ago. And Quinta was really intentional about that. So it's just nice to see that, and it's mostly black class and it's mostly that writing team. And so, yes.
We see you, girl.
See you, Quinta.
Much love.
Yeah. Since BuzzFeed. You got money. Hey. We see
you. So, hey, yeah. From Millie Whopping
Oh, man, she got some classics. All right. and a Black Lady Sketch Show as well.
Shout out.
They can spot some talent, too. So, yeah.
Right. And so, also, what's good? Athletes Unlimited. Y'all out here starting. You can see it on the TikToks.
Yes.
They show scrimmages. It was pretty cool. Mm. Hey, squad member Danielle McCray is out here balling in the league.
Yes, she is. Soccer fan Danielle McCray. So,
good luck this season, fam.
Good luck
to you, homie.
And good luck to all the athletes. We see y'all. We see y'all.
We are out here to support everybody.
Oh. Uh-oh.
What? Oh, it's about the time. So, normally, we give our shout-outs, but they thought we was playing. So, a certain podcast that we might be in a group chat with, that we homies with, how old are they?
They're 1 year old.
1 year old.
12 months.
12 months. Look at them.
Look at y'all going up in close size. Look at y'all.
Look at y'all. Diaspora United,
the tallest podcast in the game.
Yeah, they turned one, so we gotta sing happy birthday. Birthday we doing?
Oh, you know there's only.
Okay,
this we'll
keep it up. Happy birthday to you. Right. We out here sounding like we on the 1 and 3.
We are. Look, these mics.
Because I also have it's time for the birthday. It's time for the birthday check. Twerk it. Yeah.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, y'all. Thank you for making this a better space. Thank you for putting up with us.
Yes.
Thank you for the crossovers. You know.
Thank you for the crossovers. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for listening to us talk soccer all goddamn day.
Yeah, I know we get on your nerves, but it's all love.
Thank you for sharing the TikTok. Thank you for sharing the memes.
Yeah.
Thank you for the love. Thank you for the realness.
Yeah. Y'all love are real y'all. Ones and good ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, I mean.
So, all right. but shout out. Shout out to the birthday pod.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Yogi's birthday was this weekend.
Hey. Sorry
Happy Hennessy Day.
Sorry about your team, guy.
Yeah, but he had a good Hennessy and cake day.
He did. He was out here doing yogi things, so you can do with that what you want. Hey, live your life, man. That's a real Richmond dude right there.
Yeah.
Shout out to 804 always. to the Cultureverse, for the culture.
For the culture. Yeah. All 50 billion of y'all.
Oh my god, there's so many of y'all.
It's a lot of y'all.
I feel like y'all did not disclose the amount of people that were in.
Yeah, y'all got like a whole bunch of us. Be like, who is you? You
new to y'all keep saying names, I'm like, y'all ain't talking about shout out to somebody, Kaya, also out here living her best life.
Yeah. Keep on little Kimmin avoiding the Omicron, the Omarion.
And once again, never be afraid to use your voice. So shout out to Kaya. She's brave enough to do that. Yeah. Shout out to the fam, obviously. Two cents. For, also putting up with us and giving us a...
Wait. It was the Boot Legends. Ty's birthday was this week, I think, if I'm tripping.
Oh, look at all these birthdays.
The Boot Legend. I think I had something about
the Chelsea Boot. The Chelsea Boot God.
Wait, no, maybe not. Wait, it might not have been his birthday. I'm tripping. Oh no. No, he was on Can I Kick It?
Yes, he was on Can I Kick It too, but he did have a birthday recently.
Yeah, so we're gonna shout it. Even if it wasn't, it's your birthday now.
No, he had one recently.
We celebrate now.
Probably please don't talk about that. Yeah.
And also, L, what's good? And your little team won.
Your little team. Yo, don't blame me.
I'm happy for y'all team. I'm so glad.
Congrats.
Y'all saved the world again. Another week.
You did. You saved
good
the world
luck to
from
you.
A Breitbart star over here.
Yeah. It's going to be wild in Los Angeles next weekend.
And then lastly, shout out to the Sib. Nubia putting in real hard work for our social media.
We appreciate you.
We really appreciate it. It does not go unnoticed. Always take care of yourself. And you know what I mean? We got love for you even with your terrible food taste. So
terrible food taste.
It's all good.
Oh yeah, there's like a whole chip Twitter poll. What is the best chips?
Wow.
What's your best chip?
I think I did other.
What the? Okay, so then what's the flavor?
I did the sour cream and cheddar.
Okay. It's whatever. Okay. The undefeated flavor is like a nice jalapeno situation. That's kettle cooked.
Bring that one up. I think Mama Balkan brought that up.
We got a whole it's a whole war causing violence all year.
Oh yeah, Sky's been choosing violence. Because we did barbecue this week.
Hawaiian barbecue's bomb.
I mean, Hawaiian barbecue is divine. I'm very glad we turned some people on to that. Shout out to all my native Hawaiian students and my students from Hawaii who hit me to the Hawaiian barbecue game over the last 5 or 6 years. That has really changed my life. Like, it really has.
Yeah, I had some short ribs. Whew. Like, yeah. I'm still tripping.
I haven't had bad Hawaiian food yet. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
So that's real. But yeah, I think that's all we have.
That's all we got. So next episode, I don't know. We got a series of things coming. There's things that are coming in the future. We got you. We got guests. We got people. We got things. We out here in the world. And then we're doing things in February.
Yeah, we got some. Yeah, we are.
It's a month of empowerment.
It is. It's Black History 365 days a year, but y'all gonna get a little bit extra during Black History Month. And we got some other surprises down the road that we will share at a later date. And I think both you and I probably pop up on some other people's shows.
We'll let
y'all know when that drops. But yeah, I think that's all we got right now.
Okay, so until then, we're going to stay hydrated,
stay melanated,
and then we're going to make sure the Black women like us in your life are celebrated.
And we're going to make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And then y'all have a good week. Have a blessed week. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
And never sell steak. Act like you got sense.
Act like you've been here before, huh?
So that means chaos is happening tomorrow. Anyway, peace out.
Peace.
Bless love.